Heath Ceramics. If you're into mid-century design, I do not need to say much more. The company, based here in California, has a loyal following. Its tableware and tiles are in some of the most stylish houses and restaurants. And tonight, the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum is honoring the company. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco took a trip to see how the products are made.
For more than 60 years, Heath Ceramics has been making handcrafted pottery and tiles in muted neutral colors with names like Light Gray Whale and Sand.
Their products are so beautiful. They feel so good. It's something special.
Design industry veteran Doreen Lorenzo was on the Cooper Hewitt jury that awarded Heath Ceramics its prize.
There's something about the craftsmanship that just speaks to design. To see what they do and the care that they take was truly spectacular.
The company continues to create ceramics the way it always has, in a small factory in Sausalito, a hamlet just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. The process starts with brown and white clay powder mixed in vats, says co-owner Robin Petrovich.
The clay comes out of Lincoln, California. So there's a clay pit in Lincoln. It's the runoff of the Sierras. It's the runoff of the granite. So this is, you know, truly made of California soil.
The liquid clay gets poured into molds for pitchers and vases. A team of artisans also fine-tunes each bowl, dish, and platter by hand. Those pieces that don't make the cut get recycled.
So all the scrap comes back, and we throw it back in the vat, add water, and we make clay all over again. Zero waste in that process.
Each piece is then glazed by hand, giving Heath Ceramics its trademark look, a rough elegance. This look does not come cheap. A dinner plate for $35, a $94 vase. But co-owner Catherine Bailey says each piece is unique.
Heath's stuff always feels like it still has the touch of the hand in a way, or it's really the essence of the material is coming through.
There are more precise ways to glaze. There are more precise clay bodies that will behave themselves, so to speak, whereas our clay body has a little bit of a mind of its own. There's always a little bit of a surprise, and therefore there's a little bit of personality and a little bit more soul.
Before they bought the company 12 years ago, Petrovich was a tech product engineer. Bailey designed for Nike. They revived a faltering business started in 1948 by another couple, Brian and Edith Heath.
You have to accept the character of the clay and yield to that. It'll tell you what you can do with it.
That's Edith Heath on Martha Stewart's TV show in 1989, explaining how she designed her ceramics to be used indoors and outdoors to match her California lifestyle.
And I wanted to do something that was as nice to use and as beautiful for everyday use as for Sunday best.
Edith Heath died at the age of 94 shortly after handing it over to the new owners. Her original designs are still made by some of the same employees. Glazer Winnie Crittenden can recall the times the factory floors flooded and the day a disgruntled employee showed up with a samurai sword. She says the late Brian and Edith Heath used to fight a lot.
It was a kind of tough place to work here, but they created this amazing thing. But it's been just magnificent since Robin and Kathy have come, and they really moved us to a new level.
3 years ago, Petrovich and Bailey expanded with a tile factory in San Francisco's Mission District. Here, workers stack up tiles that will be used in kitchens and bathrooms. To inspire more uses, Heath recently published a book called Tile Makes the Room. Music plays in a studio as a designer experiments with ceramic table lamps. At this location, there's an art gallery, a coffee shop, and a showroom, and another in the Ferry Building. Heath also has a store in L.A. The company has collaborated with artists, designers, and the Berkeley restaurant Chez Panisse. Catherine Bailey says the goal is to stay small and to remain true to Edith Heath's vision.
I think because we are at this smaller scale, the people who are our customers truly understand what we're doing and they appreciate it.
She says they want Heath Ceramics to last as long as its pottery, around for generations to come. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Sausalito.